Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Mel Almada. Batting second. The right fielder, Billy Werber. Batting third. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The second baseman, John Kroner. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Joe Cronin. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Wilson. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Fred Sinkton. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Cecil Travis. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Mihalik. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wally Mills. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jimmy DeShong. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Jimmy DeShong. And now, play ball. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman, who is chasing the ball. Almada reaches third base with a triple. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Almada scores. One out. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mihalik settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis strikes out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chapman scores. It's Red Sox, 1, Senators, 1. Fred Sinkton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sinkton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stone moves to second. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kroner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin takes first base on ball four. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cronin. the throw from Millies and he is out, Mihalik applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. John Mihalik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mihalik hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Millies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Millies hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mihalik moves to third. Jimmy DeShong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeShong hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kroner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mihalik scores. Millies moves to second. One out. It's 2-1, Senators. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL takes first base on ball 4. Millies moves to third. Chapman moves to second. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lewis. Wilson goes all the way around to score. It's Red Sox, 2, Senators, 2. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Almada moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Sington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sington hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0-for-1 in the game. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kroner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. John Mihalik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mihalik is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mihalik hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kroner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kroner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-0 in the game. with a walk. Cronin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Croner moves to third. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to first for the out. Croner scores. One out. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cronin scores. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Almada hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Wally Millies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Millies is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Millies hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cronin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy DeShong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeShong is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. DeShong hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilson covering, for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Chapman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lewis strikes out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. QL moves to second. Two outs. Fred Sington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sington is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Sington hits a fly ball into right field. Werber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Croner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mihalik settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Mel Almaden now playing right field. Billy Werber now playing third base. Joe Cronin now playing shortstop. Dusty Cook now playing left field. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0 for 2 in the game. Travis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Mihalik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mihalik is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mihalik hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Cook chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Kroner. Kroner fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Kroner. Travis goes all the way around to score. Mihalik moves to third. It's 4-3 Red Sox. Wally Millies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Millies is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Millies hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mihalik scores. One out. It's Red Sox, 4, Senators, 4. Jimmy DeShong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeShong is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. DeShong hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 3 in the game. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Chapman moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Almada bunts towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to second. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a fly ball into right field. Sington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up towards third. Lewis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Ski Melillo now playing second base. John Kroner now playing third base. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stone hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kramer, who is chasing the ball. Stone reaches third base with a triple. Jack Russell now pitching. Fred Sington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sington is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sington hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stone scores. It's 5-4, Senators. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Travis hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mihalik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mihalik is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mihalik strikes out. Two outs. Wally Millies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Millies is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Millies hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cook. Millies reaches second base with a double. Sington goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Senators. Jimmy DeShong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeShong is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. DeShong hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kroner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cronin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kroner moves to second. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeShong fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Senators will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Russell. Lewis moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lewis moves to third. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Stone hits a fly ball into right field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wes Farrell pinch hits for Jack Russell. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeShong fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.